U.S. officials say they're gathering information about Wednesday's alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria as President Obama considers how to respond. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
If these reports are true, it would be an outrageous and flagrant escalation of use of chemical weapons by the regime. So our focus is on nailing down the facts. The president, of course, has a range of options.
With French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius suggesting using force if chemical weapons claims prove true, U.S. officials say they've been increasing assistance to Syrian rebels since concluding that Syrian government forces launched earlier chemical weapons attacks. But that's not enough, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
We say we're going to support the opposition. We say we have red lines. We say they're being crossed, and we say we're going to do something. But we don't really do enough to have it be meaningful in any substantive way.
Arely says U.S. inaction emboldens Syria's allies Iran and Hezbollah.
We're going to provide arms. What arms? Don't know. We're going to provide assistance. What assistance? Well, humanitarian assistance. Does that help? That helps people in Syria, which is great. Does it help get rid of Bashar al-Assad? No.
Syrian rebel spokesman Uleh Mekdad says Arab Gulf states are stepping up to arm the rebellion, not the West.
We are receiving some shipments from some countries, and exactly from some Arabic countries. Till now, the Europe countries, especially France and Britain and the United States government, they didn't get any serious step in this field to give us the proper weapons that we need.
Russia's support for President Bashar al-Assad complicates Washington's response, as Moscow suggests rebels could have staged the chemical attack to provoke international action against Damascus. Foreign Ministry spokesman Alexander Lukashevich.
We expect that experts will clarify the situation and will help to disperse numerous speculations about the use of Syrian chemical weapons.
If Syrian forces have nothing to do with chemical weapons, U.S. officials say Damascus should allow U.N. weapons inspectors who are already in the country to gather information about the attack. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.